So, I
need everybody to roll initiative because basically, short recap, you guys all entered into this warehouse outside the Pokéathlon World Championship. You found these two kids stealing and scrambling over some Pokéballs that they seem to have commandeered from citizens illegally, perhaps. And they ended up tripping, and the balls have scattered out over the floor. You guys heard the balls rolling around. You went over to this part of the warehouse, spotted them. They're putting the rest of the Pokéballs in a bag, and they've thrown their two partner Pokemon out, engaging you three in a Pokemon battle. With that, I need y'all to roll initiative for yourselves, and I'm gonna roll initiative for them.
Right, because our Pokemon go on our turn, right?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I'm so happy with how these initiative rules worked out. These initiative rules make so much sense.
Me scared.
Okay. Desmond, what'd you get?
22.
Nice. And then Adrian, what'd you get?
15.
Oh, Adrian, what's your dex mod?
Plus one.
And then what about you, my good friend, Felix?
I got an 8.
All right, top of the round, everybody has started throwing Pokeballs. Desmond, you're the first to go. What you all see released on their side of the field is a small dog with an underbite and like a pink bluish dress appearance, as well as a small mouse Pokemon with yellow fur and these black-tipped ears.
Oh.
That is what's out on the field right now, Desmond. I assume you have sent out Zephyr.
Yeah, Zephyr was already out. I'm just telling him to go in.
Yeah. So you saw the girl with the big pink hair. She threw out that dog Pokemon, and you saw the young kid, the young boy with the blue spiky hair. He threw out that rat.
Would the rat happen to have a lightning shaped tail?
It has a tail.
Okay.
It's a tiny guy.
Okay.
It's a tiny guy.
I understand. I am going to point at the Snubbull and say, Zephyr, use your quick attack pick combo on that dog.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to roll quick attack first.
Go ahead.
15 to hit with quick attack.
Hits, roll damage.
Yay.
As the young girl says, no, Bubbas!
5 normal type damage.
Bubba's the Snubbull takes 5 points of normal damage. Okay.
And now a peck.
Oh, actually, hold on. Sorry, I forgot about this.
Qua?
Actually, no, she probably wasn't going to do it on Zephyr. Continue.
Okay. 13 to hit with peck.
13 hits, roll damage.
Sweet. 9 flying type damage.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you dealt a lot there.
Now, Zephyr, get out of there! And he's gonna come back a little bit, risk the opportunity attack, but...
Oh, you're absolutely gonna get opportunity attacked.
Yeah, he's gonna fly back out of there, towards the other side of the battlefield, where he's still able to make it back to the opponent if he needs to next turn, which
he
will.
Yeah, does a 21 on a tackle attack hit?
It does, sir.
You are going to take 3 normal-type damage, Zephyr, as this Snubbull.
Oh, wow.
You slam into it and then whip back around and strike at it from behind with a peck. As you're running away, it's just like, boom, and charges forward, and before you're right out of range, it ends up tackling the back of Zephyr's tail, dealing a little bit of damage, but Zephyr is out of there.
Woo. First time Zephyr has been hit. That is my turn.
All right. The young boy, both of these kids are wearing the black and white stripes of the event staff. This boy is going to say, Flash, quick, hit that bird with a Thundershock. And I need to know, does a... Oh... Does a 13 hit you?
Right on the money.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
This is going to be... Zephyr is going to take immediately 8 electric type damage as this Thundershock blasts off of this little electric mouse and zaps the bird midair.
Zephyr is on the ground unconscious with swirls in his eyes.
What?
Immediately seeing this, the young kid's like, good job, Flash! Now we gotta scram! And the kid, along with his mouse, are both going to dash as a bonus action, running past all of you. As past, you are unable to take an opportunity attack. As they are so fast, you blink and they have run past you. The mouse is a little further behind the kid, but the kid is already almost to turning down this aisle, almost out of sight already. Speaking okay. of his turn, Adrian, this is happening right as you're about to do whatever you're about to do.
All right, I'm going to, random question, because I don't think this will ever come up. How are we ruling if I leave a Pokemon here to fight and I take another Pokemon with me to chase? How are we ruling that?
The Pokemon you were with can do actions normally. The Pokemon you are not with will have some penalties to basically, because its trainer isn't there to give it instructions. It's gotcha. Not as effective in battle. It basically has to just go off instinct. And so it would be just some minor penalties.
Okay.
Before you go, which Pokemon do you have out right now?
I have Silky out.
Okay, I will say you have a big scary dragon. It is, again, a 5'8" snake, essentially.
That's very true.
That little Snubbull, when it entered combat and when Silky entered combat, that Snubbull glared at Silky and growled, intimidating Silky. Silky will have a -2 penalty applied to her attack rolls.
Oh, okay.
That's intimidate for you, bucko.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna go and... Okay, so the two kids, they both darted past, or just one?
Just the one small boy.
But he has the Pokeballs?
He has the bag of Pokeballs, yes.
Okay, Silky and I are gonna make chase, and he's the one who commanded Snubbull or the other Pokemon?
The little electric mouse. The boy okay. has the mouse, the girl has the dog.
Awesome. I'm gonna command Silky. Silky, use Rap on Snubbull! Or not Snubbull, the mouse, my bad.
So, the mouse is about 40 feet away.
Oh.
They dashed, and then used the rest of their regular movement.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna...
The point of them dashing was to basically make it so that you all couldn't get close to them.
I'm gonna go that way. Silky, use Twister!
Okay, you're gonna try and hit the a little mouse with a Twister, right?
Yes.
Roll to hit with disadvantage because it is learning.
Yep, and it's only a +2 because of Intimidate.
Yep, you're really betting on this hitting.
That's a 4.
This mouse just kind of jumps literally right out of the way of the Twister as the Twister slams into one of the shelving units here in the warehouse and the items shake and boxes kind of break a little bit. Nothing's falling out on the floor, but caused some damage to some merchandise.
I'm gonna run past and dash to the kid.
Okay. The kid is currently with you dashing to get as close as you can to him. What's your regular movement speed?
30. Then dash in, it would be 60.
Okay, he is 20 feet away from you now. Oh no, he would be about 10 feet away from you.
Okay.
The mouse was further back than the thief.
Gotcha. That's all I can do then.
Okay.
Actually, is sending out a Pokemon an action?
I would rule it for now. Sending out a second Pokemon would be like your trainer's action for that turn.
I figured. I already dashed. Can't throw out Gauntlet. That's fine.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Felix, you're up.
Alrighty. Which one is closest to me?
The Snubbull,
or
by far.
Or not to me, but to Comet.
I would assume Comet's near you. The Snubbull is probably closest.
He was on my shoulder. Yep. Okay. So Comet is going to use Growl. I need a wisdom save for Snubbull.
What is the power for Growl? Is it wisdom or charisma?
Charisma.
It's charisma. The Snubbull is going to get advantage.
Eh.
As
oh, good.
As you try to do a growl at this Snubbull, the young girl just says, "Don't worry, Bubbas, you're scarier." And as she's doing that, her Snubbull
does her best to stave off this growl.
Good thing she's got advantage. That's a 17. It would have been a 3 without it.
Dang it. Yep, that works.
As Comet growls at the Snubble, the Snubble just kind of growls back and is unaffected. Totally not at all afraid of Comet.
Well, I've done all I can do.
That's the end of Felix's turn. Comet is not doing great right now.
Let's see. Zephyr is out. Silky is going after the rat. Comet's the closest one. The Snubble is going to charge towards Comet. And I need to know, does a 13 hit Comet?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Rolling damage. 2 normal type damage to Comet.
That'll swirls in his eyes.
Really? 2
I think
normal
so.
Type?
I ended last session at 0, right? Or not at 0, at 2, right?
I don't know. What does your character sheet say?
It showed 2, so yeah.
Your token on the R20 says 3, which is why I was confused.
Maybe I ended at 3.
Do you have temporary hit points at all?
Oh, I did. I had an extra. I had a single temporary hit point from an ember.
Okay. You're down to 1 regular hit point now. So Comet does take a rather weak tackle attack, but it manages to hold on thanks to the fighting spirit you built up in your previous fight. That said, top of the round, Desmond, it is back to you, my guy. Remember, you as trainers can still take actions even if your Pokemon is fainted or even if your Pokemon has taken an action already.
Yes. What's the action cost of returning a Pokemon to their Pokeball?
I treat it as a free action. It's a free item interaction to return them.
Okay, cool. Well, Zephyr, return! And I'll return Zephyr to his Pokeball, and then I'm going to run at the girl and grapple her.
All right, make an athletics
check.
To.
I have to find out what Desmond's athletics is. Okay, hey, that's actually not that bad. Okay.
What'd you get?
Okay, well, I got a 13.
She unfortunately got a 16 on her acrobatics check to dodge. So you go and try and grapple this girl, Desmond, and unfortunately, she just totally wiggles out of your grip and is like, hey, get your hands off me, creep! Anything else, Desmond?
Okay. Nope.
It is the other boy's turn. He is going to order Flash, his Pichu, shoot a Thundershock at that dragon! And I need to know, does a natural 20 hit?
Yeah, just as a note, I resist electric.
Yeah, so 2d4 plus 1 damage to your good friend Silky. Let me roll it here. Oh no. 8 electric damage to Silky!
Silky is still up.
As Silky got blasted, I also need you... Oh, I need to roll a d10. You did not get paralyzed, fortunately.
I was going to say, even if I was, I have shed skin, so I have a chance to get rid of it.
A chance, but not guaranteed. A chance, but
That's
not guaranteed.
Very true.
That is what a chance means.
The rest of the kid's turn, he's going to use his action, bonus action, and movement to move another 30 feet. His little Pichu is just going to use movement to move back. Actually, how far away is Silky? Did Silky move
Silky
to...
Would be...
Did Silky move?
Yeah, Silky had to move. So Silky would have moved 25 feet. So it would have been 15 feet away from Pichu.
Okay, Pichu's going to move back another 25 feet.
Okay.
That is the guy's turn. He has, at this point, turned down into a different aisle. Adrian, your turn.
I want to send out Gauntlet as well.
Okay, let me pull up my rules so I know how this is going to work, but continue. What are you doing with Gauntlet and with Silky? Let's start with Silky first.
I feel bad for doing this, but at the same time... Okay, how far can I throw a Pokeball really quick?
20 feet regularly. You could maybe throw 60 feet, but that's with disadvantage to aim.
Yeah, I know I was 10 feet away from the kid. You said Pichu's 20 feet behind.
Mm-hmm.
So Pichu's pretty close to me.
Yeah, Pichu's close to you, but the kid is in another aisle at this moment.
What I want to do is I want to send out Gauntlet to do a tackle on the Pichu and then have Silky follow me to continue to chase the kid.
When you have 2 Pokemon out, your Pokemon get the full use of their actions, movement, bonus action, all of that. But you as the trainer, you have to sacrifice either your action or your movement. So you've used your action to send out Gauntlet. You cannot move this turn because you are having to order 2 Pokemon now, and that takes away your focus.
I see. Okay. Okay. In that case...
You can undo it.
I'm going to take that back because I don't want to lose sight of this kid. Silky's going to go and dash up to Pichu.
Up to Flash. Yeah, go ahead.
And then I'm going to go and dash to try and keep up with the kid.
All right, you turn left around this aisle into a new one, and you see this kid is probably at this point 40 feet away from you, but he is a sizable distance away from you right now. But he's down this aisle running what looks to be, make an intelligence check.
Okay.
I'll let you get a free intelligence check. Sure, why not?
That is a 7.
You're not sure exactly which direction he's coming from. You're kind of getting turned around here in the warehouse.
That is my turn.
Good job, Adrian. Felix, you're up.
All right. Snubble's still in front of Comet, right?
Snubble and Comet are basically locked in melee, yeah.
All right. Comet, I know you're about to go, but come on, give me one more. And use tackle. Gonna try and hit Snubble with tackle here.
Yeah, roll to hit.
That's a 19.
Roll damage.
7 damage.
7 damage as Comet charges in to this Snubble. The Snubble goes flying, lands on its back, swirls in its eyes. The young girl is like, no, Bubba's!
Good job, Comet! That's how we do it! And Felix is going to use his movement to get in front of the girl just in case she tries to run away or anything.
Yeah, the aisle's not too big, so if you wanted, you could flank her with Desmond. Desmond could be, like, in the front, you could be in the back, that sort of thing.
That works.
Speaking of her, it's her turn. I'm going to say she's just going to kind of mutter to herself, like, dang it, the boss is going to be so mad at me. And she can't really do anything. She returns Bubba's, the Snubble, back to her Pokeball. Desmond, your turn.
My turn. Where is Felix relative to me right now?
Felix is just right across from you. The only difference is this young girl is in between you two. You two are flanking her.
I'm just going to ready an action to, I guess, grapple if she tries to run away.
She doesn't look like she's trying to run away. She's a Pokemon trainer that just got beaten in combat, and she's being flanked by pretty much two adults, because Felix is definitely an adult. Desmond's kind of on the cusp of being a definitely adult, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess, it wouldn't make sense to do that. I don't know if I'm really going to do much with my turn. How far away at this point are Adrian and the other guys?
They went about 80 feet in the other direction and then turned down a different aisle. So you're not sure.
So I can't see them. I don't know that I'll...
You can make a perception check, see if you can see them through the aisles, because it's not like it's totally blocked off. It's not like there's solid walls. You know, there's gaps in the shelves and whatnot.
That is true. Woo. That is my... Okay. I'm going to make a perception check to see if I can see where they are. 8.
You have the general direction. They are, like, just maybe an aisle or two over. So if you, like, climbed, you could get to them. If you were a good enough climber, you could maybe get to them with a dash.
Okay. I'm a pretty good climber. I'm going to try and get to them.
Okay. I want to get 2 checks from you. Athletics to climb the shelves, acrobatics to make the jump.
Okay. Athletics to climb and acrobatics to jump.
Yep. As they are actually 2 aisles over. You'll discover that once you get to the top. They're not in the direct neighboring aisle.
Okay. Athletics first. 22.
Lovely. So you managed to quickly scramble up these shelves, just like an old rock climbing day.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. That was almost awful. 14 for acrobatics.
It's a little tense as you make the leap across. I'll say you do make it to the other side, but you have to spend the rest of your movement kind of stabilizing yourself and keeping yourself from falling.
Yeah, totally.
I would say you can move along the top of the shelves at, like, difficult terrain right now, but you cannot get down into the aisle. I'll say you're probably about, based off the movement, actually, you're probably able, if you wanted to risk it, if you wanted to risk fall damage, you could try cutting the kid off, as you would be ahead of him at this point.
Okay.
Ooh, I feel like Desmond totally would. I'm going to do it.
I want an acrobatics check.
Okay.
Don't tell me the result yet.
Okay.
I'm going to say DC is going to be... It's going to be 12 for half damage, 18 for no fall damage.
Oh, okay. I got 18. Clutched it.
Oh, that's awesome. As you make this jump, jumping across this shelf you're on over to the next shelf over, you are stumbling and you're trying to catch your balance and you decide... screw it, and you just let yourself fall, go into a roll. You end up breaking up all of your momentum, and you've managed to arrive just in front of this kid. I'm gonna say he's so startled by your success, he's not gonna be able to do his regular bonus action dash without opportunity attack. So if he tries to run past you, you can try and grab him.
Okay, cool. I'm going to land, and as I land, I'm going to look up at him, and I think I'm saying this right. He's going to go, on peut se aller, which means, where do you think you're going? But obviously, he doesn't know that, and that's my turn.
As you jump in front of him, he's just like, ah! What the heck? That said, this young boy, I believe it is his turn, actually. He is going to say, ah, Flash, I need help out here. And what Flash is going to do is bonus action, dash away from Silky. By doing so, Flash will not provoke an opportunity attack. It is part of this trainer's feature. We are speed. He and his Pokemon can dash as a bonus action and do not provoke opportunity attacks when they do so. So what Silky sees happen is this mouse just immediately like charges with electricity, zips through the gaps and openings of the shelving unit next to it, crosses into the next aisle, does the same thing using its movement to get into the following aisle. And I need Desmond to make a wisdom saving throw as this little rat is just going to give you the cutest baby doll eyes. It's not actually baby doll eyes, but it is it's doing a cute little face and trying to charm you for a moment.
Okay.
You get advantage because this is an enemy.
Let's go. Okay, it was 11.
Oh, you barely passed the charm effect.
I would not have if I didn't have advantage.
You, are almost like, oh, it's so cute. He can't do anything harmful. And then you remember this thing shocked Zephyr. Oh.
Yeah, I'm so angry.
Yeah, so the charm effect does not work.
Mouth.
This kid is going to try and run. He can't do his bonus action dash to avoid opportunity, but he will just do his movement and action to dash, but you can get an opportunity attack with this. You can try and punch this kid if you would like, or you can try and grapple him.
I'll try and grab him. I don't feel like getting an assault charge today.
Okay. You go ahead and make an athletics check. He's going to try and do an acrobatics check.
I feel like he's probably pretty good at acrobatic check. I just get the feeling. Oh! Nat 20 for a total of 24.
This kid's running past you. You immediately just grab him by the scruff of his shirt. And he's doing the Roadrunner thing, just digging into the dirt, Shaggy and Scooby style. And he's like, let me go! And then you just lift him off the ground, and now his feet are just kicking into the air.
Wow.
Adrian, it's your turn. You are chasing after this kid that you just saw Desmond jump in front of and then grab.
How far away is he?
Believe 20 or 30 feet, something like that.
Okay. I'm going to walk up and I want to wrestle the bag off him.
Ooh.
Make a contested athletics check.
Okay. I got a 16.
He also got a 16.
Does it go to attacker or defense? I mean, he is lifted up off the ground, if that's anything.
No, it is nothing. Not with the way dice rolls, sorry.
Ah.
Since it's a tie, status quo is remained. He still has grip of the bag.
Okay, I'm going to command Silky to make its way over here, or to make her way over here.
You don't have sight on Silky. I want you to make perception checks so Silky can hear you, as Silky is in a different aisle. There's walls obstructed. I just want to see if Silky hears this. This is kind of the downside of walking away from your Pokemon.
Okay. 18.
Yep, it basically is just always going to be a DC 10. You're in a different area of your Pokemon. Sometimes they might not know what you're commanding them to do, but Silky hears you just fine. Silky can go ahead and use her action to dash and her movement to... I will say she's bigger than the Pichu. She can make it into the nearest aisle, no problem. Getting into the actual aisle where you all are, I'm going to ask her to make an acrobatics check to wiggle through the shelves without not knocking anything over.
Okay. That is a 5.
She's definitely breaking some merchandise as she gets through, but she is able to get through.
All right.
Okay. Felix, you're up.
All right. I'm still in the same aisle as the little girl. She's not running away, right? She's not moving.
She's kind of got just her hands up. That said, Desmond is gone, so make an insight check on this girl.
Okay, 12.
You see her, like, looking left to right, but you're not sure if it's because she's nervous or because she's looking for an opening.
Okay, I'm going to look at Comet. All right, buddy, come on, hop on my shoulder. And then I'm going to turn to the girl. All right, now that we're here, what's your name? I'm going to try and start a conversation. I don't really have much else to do for my turn. I know we're still technically in combat, so I was just going to... That's what I'm going to try and do.
Make
just
a persuasion
strike
check.
Up a conversation.
Make a persuasion check to this girl. Because it is her turn next, so she might respond. She might not. Or an intimidation check if you want. Up to you.
Persuasion, and it's a 23.
Hmm. She's just kind of like, why should I tell you? Your friend tried to grab me. That was so,
I don't know if you want me to, like, actually roleplay this right now since we're still in combat, so I can wait if you want.
Yeah, you can wait. Desmond, it's going to be your turn. You've got this kid by the scruff of his shirt, essentially.
Okay. I should still have a free hand, right?
Yeah, you rolled a natural 20. You've got a free hand.
Okay, I am also going to try and wrestle the bag from
him. Okay, go ahead and make an athletics check. He's going to make his athletics check as well.
Okay. Okay, that's fair. I had been rolling well before. I got a 9.
He got an 8. Thanks to thanks to Adrian kind of like wrestling with him a little bit, his grip has loosened slightly, and in that moment you're able to just grab the bag from him. And he says, "No, give that back."
Am I able? Well, I don't really want to do that. Well, yeah, I guess. Can I walk over to Adrian at this point?
Adrian's right next to you.
Oh, can I give the bag to him?
Yeah.
I'm going to give the bag to Adrian.
Yeah.
Adrian, get this away from this kid.
Yeah, I take it.
Anything else, Desmond?
Young boy, what is your name?
My name is Flash! Use Thundershock! And I need to know, Desmond...
Oh, God.
Does a 15 hit you?
What is Desmond's AC? Yes, it does.
Just so you guys know, humans take resisted damage from Pokemon attacks because otherwise you guys would die. Also, in the anime, you see people get hit by Pokemon attacks all the time, and usually they just get scuffed up a little bit. So, Desmond, you're going to take, this is already halved, you're going to take 2 electric damage as this Thundershock hits you in the back, and... you are not paralyzed, luckily.
Sweet.
That said, I do want you to make an athletics check. He's going to try and break out of your grasp as his action.
That makes sense. That is fair. That's what I would do. Do you want me to go first?
Yep.
16.
17. As he does manage to scramble out of your grasp using his action, and he's going to use his bonus action and movement to dash away from you guys, joining back up with Flash. And he's like, thanks, buddy. You helped me out good there. That is his turn. Adrian, it's your turn. Silky is pretty close to where this Pichu is, so Silky can, using her movement, get within melee.
Okay. Silky's gonna make her way over and use Rap.
Roll to attack. I should say Snubbull is fainted, so you don't have the -2 penalty anymore.
Oh, okay. That doesn't matter. That's only a 6.
Yeah, that does not hit the super fast Pichu.
Okay, you said it takes an action to send out another Pokemon?
Yep.
How far away is this kid from me?
Within 40 feet.
And Pichu's within...
also 40 feet.
Okay, I'm gonna move backwards.
Like away from them?
Away from them.
Okay.
And I'm going to... oh no, I can't action send out Gauntlet, can I? Since I already moved. Or is that for commanding? Because essentially I want Gauntlet to act as a bodyguard.
You can send Gauntlet out. Gauntlet cannot do anything this turn unless you also use your movement.
Okay, I'm gonna hold off on sending Gauntlet out then.
Okay.
But I'm gonna begin to back away. I'm gonna back up my full 30 feet. That's my turn.
Back up, kind of reaching towards the other end of this aisle. Felix, you're having this conversation with this girl.
Yep. I apologize that my friend tried to grab you like that. That was completely uncalled for. I'm not sure exactly why he did it. It must have been a spur of the moment thing. But truly, we just want to understand.
Make another persuasion check. It's not a super high DC. This is basically just these checks right now are just to see if she's going to respond to you.
19.
Yeah, well, it freaked me out. She kind of thinks, my name's BB. And I will throw her name onto her little character plaque. I don't know what to call it. It's a thing. But you can see her name in the journal now.
Okay, thank you.
But you asked her a question. She responded. That's your guys' turn. Desmond, buddy old pal, you just got thundershocked, which is, like, so uncool.
Yeah, I've been tased. More than tased. Oh, gosh. Man, I don't even know how to respond to that. Yeah, I am going to basically just run over to Adrian, and no, I'm already right next to him, but I'm just gonna stay next to him and be ready to fend off someone trying to take the bag again if he was going to do that.
Yeah, I got you. You back up to where Adrian is, and you just get ready. Do you want to take perhaps the dodge action?
I would like to take the dodge action.
There you go. You're taking the dodge action. Yeah. That is your turn, Desmond. It is the kid's turn.
Oh, this stupid Dratini. Flash! Hit it with a thundershock!
And, well, you know how this goes. Hey, Adrian, does a 17 hit?
Yeah, I resist.
Yep.
So...
3 electric damage? And Silky's paralyzed!
Alright.
Dun dun dun.
So here's how paralysis works. Your movement speed is cut in half, and you have to roll a d6 at the start of each of your turns. On a 1 or 2, you lose your turn.
Gotcha.
Okay, so, Adrian, roll a d6 for Silky.
Part of the cards. I still keep my turn.
You still have your turn. The electricity jolts for a moment, but Silky pushes through. What's happening, dog?
Silky is going to use Wrap on the Pichu once again, or try to.
Roll to hit. This Pichu is pretty nimble, so you gotta roll high.
I'd assume, but I think a 19 will do it.
A 19 will do it. Roll damage.
So it's a d4 plus 2, as that will be 5 normal type damage as it is grappled.
Okay, it is indeed grappled. It gets wrapped around by Silky and is squeezed, and Pichu just goes... And the kid is like, no, Flash!
I'm gonna send out Gauntlet as... Gauntlet, back up Silky!
Okay, what's Gauntlet doing?
Gauntlet is... I don't think Gauntlet can get all the way up, so I think Gauntlet is just dashing, because you said...
They're about 40 feet away, then you moved 30 feet back. You can throw Gauntlet. You could try throwing Gauntlet the full 60 feet if you want.
I'll give it a shot. I have a decent strength.
It's dex, actually, since it's about aiming.
Oh, okay, I see. Yep. Okay, still though, I'm pretty confident in this.
Yeah, go ahead, roll a dex check. For every point above 10, that's an extra 10 feet you go, max of 60.
Okay, so 6.
Gauntlet only goes the first 20 feet. Gauntlet's 50 feet away. Gauntlet can move her movement speed, and you can have her dash as well if you would like.
Yeah, Gauntlet's gonna dash.
Okay, I believe that should put Gauntlet in melee.
Yes, that puts Gauntlet in melee.
Perfect. Gauntlet runs right up to Silky and Flash. Anything
end
else?
End of Silky's turn, okay. Shedskin.
How does Shedskin work?
If a Pokemon is affected by a negative status ailment, I roll a d6 at the end of the turns. On a 5 or a 6, they are cured.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Not cured.
Not cured. Okay, that is your turn, Adrian. Hey, Felix, it's back to convo time.
Yep. All right, BB. Thank you for trusting me with your name. Now, we just want to understand why you would be hiding out in a warehouse.
Make a persuasion check. This is to see if she'll respond.
Yep. 24.
BB's gonna kind of like look around. She's gonna be like, we're just workers here, obviously. We were totally about to just return all of these Pokeballs we just found.
Can I roll an insight, or do I know that she's lying, or can I roll an insight on her?
You can make an insight check, yeah.
Okay. 16.
She's lying. She's stuttering and kind of like talking a little too earnestly about it. She's probably lying.
Okay, that's my turn.
Yep, Desmond!
All right, I am... How far away is the little speedy kid?
The little speedy kid is, I believe, 70 feet away from
you. He's next to his Pichu, right?
I believe he is 70 feet away from you.
Okay.
Because you moved back to join back up with Adrian.
Okay. Adrian, should I take the Pokeballs and you can command your Pokemon?
Yeah.
Okay, I will take the Pokeballs back from him.
Okay.
And I'm going to try and get away from the conflict because I don't have a Pokemon to command and I don't want to get shocked again. So I'm going to move about half my movement away from the conflict while keeping my eyes on what's going on.
Okay, you kind of slowly back up, keeping an eye on what's happening. Gotcha. Cool. It is Jet's turn. Oh, I said the kid's name. His name's Jet. The kid is going to order Flash. Flash! Quick! Before it's too late, Thundershock it again! And I need to know, does a modified 20 hit Silky?
It will. Silky's down.
Yeah, with the Thundershock, the wrap gets undone, and this little Pichu is free to bolt. Seeing as there is a Pancham right next to them, they are going to movement bonus action bolt down the aisle away from Pancham. So they are 50 feet away from Pancham at this point. Well, the kid is 60. Pichu is 50.
Okay.
Said, hey, Adrian.
I'm going to recall Silky and then Gauntlet, follow me. As I'm going to follow Desmond out of the warehouse.
Okay. Desmond's not out of the warehouse yet. He's still in the aisle. But are you going to try and run out of the warehouse now, all of you?
I'm sticking with Desmond.
Okay.
I'm sticking with Desmond.
Felix, you're up.
Now, BB, we both know you're lying about that. You're too young to be working in an event like this. So please just be honest with me.
What I am being honest. I am an employee here. Ugh. And then she, like, looks off to her left. She looks off to her left, and she just grins. And she's like, oh, hey, boss! And she waves. And Felix, you turn around, and you see, standing at the end of the aisle, arms crossed, kind of chin raised up in the air, a man maybe about your age, maybe a little older, burly build, just kind of looking down towards you, cornering BB, and just kind of has like a disgusted look on his face, and he says, huh, now what do we have here? And it's at this point, Adrian and Desmond, you guys will hear that there's a conversation happening a few aisles over. But Felix, this gentleman...
Are we out of combat?
Potentially for now.
Okay.
You can respond is basically. You see this man kind of chin in the air, just kind of, now what do we have here? And he kind of saunters forward a little bit while you respond.
Who might you be? I'm going to walk forward to meet him with a hand extended for a handshake.
Kind of stop. You two meet kind of halfway across the distance, and he just got his arms crossed, isn't even responding to the handshake, and he just says, I'm that kid's boss. You?
My name is Felix. Pleasure to meet you. I would like to know your name if that's all right with you.
You're not worth giving my name to. Is that stupid rat on your shoulder, your Pokemon?
That's a rabbit. Thank you very much.
It's a rodent all the same in my eyes.
Does he have glasses?
No.
Sir, I think you might need to get your eyes checked at an optometrist. I might know a person for you.
What are you, some rich kid who thinks money can solve all your problems?
Well, far from it.
What are you doing cornering my kid?
Well, we have reason to believe that she and another boy who did attack our Pokemon would have stolen the Pokemon of a little girl at the event. We were over here to investigate.
A BB down the aisle is going to say, that's not true, boss! They attacked us! And the boss is just going to be like, oh, so you attacked this girl unprovoked, huh? And he's like leaning into your face now, just kind of getting up in your business about it.
They did attack us first, right?
They did?
Am I wrong?
This man...
Yes, okay.
The girl is blatantly lying, and this man is playing along.
Yeah, I couldn't remember from last week. Okay.
Who are they going to believe? What are you? Galarian? They going to believe some Galarian? Or are they going to believe three Jotonians? I suggest you get out of here.
I think they'll believe who the evidence supports.
And again, Adrian and Desmond, you guys can chime in whenever you want. You are hearing a conversation. You're not able to make out details, though. Evidence. You think you're going to be allowed to escape with evidence?
Question.
Yeah.
Did the other kid turn the corner and leave?
No, he's just kind of in the aisle waiting to see what is happening.
Okay, cool. Gonna be waiting as well.
Okay.
I think we'll at least be allowed to leave. With evidence, we'll see.
Baby! And Jet, if you're here! Both of you go block the exits. It's time to play with my food. And he's gonna crack his knuckles, reach behind his back, and send out two Pokeballs.
All right, I guess we're doing
your
this.
Your child sticks this Pokemon on me. I have the Scorch Mark to prove it.
That said, I need everybody to roll initiative again.
Wow, 22 again.
22 again for Desmond, yeah.
Felix rolled a 14.
That's barely different from what... Well, actually, no, that's pretty different from what you got last time. Hey, Adrian, what'd you get?
Oh, yeah. I rolled a 10.
Ah, time to see what these folks get.
Are we fighting all three of them? Oh, boy.
Run.
Desmond, you have heard this, a voice shout something about, and Jet, if you're here, go block the doors. And then you heard the sound of at least one Pokeball being released a few aisles down. What are you doing?
I am going to, Gauntlet's near me, right?
Gauntlet is between, I believe Gauntlet is between you two and the young boy with his Pichu.
Okay, how far from me? Can I get to Gauntlet?
Yeah, with enough movement, yeah, you can get close. Yeah, because Gauntlet is 70 feet away from you.
Okay,
It might just be a better idea to run.
Maybe. Jet can probably get to the door faster than me, but I'm going to try and run away anyway. Where would the nearest exit to the warehouse be? And I'm going to run there as fast as I can.
Intelligence check.
Okay. I mean, I assume I would remember where the exit we went in from is.
Intelligence check. The DC is applicable.
Just straight intelligence?
Just straight intelligence. Or history? It's about recalling a path, not necessarily about recalling historical knowledge.
Yeah. If I can't think of a better one, I'm going to just run to the one that we...
10 is what you needed to recall the one you came from.
I'm going to run for that door as fast as I can using my action and bonus and action and movement.
You're closer. I do recall, due to how you all found where BB and this boy were, I do recall you guys were pretty deep in the warehouse. So it'll be a moment before you can get to the door. I'm going to say it's going to be at least one more turn of dashing. That said, anything else, Desmond?
I don't think I have anything to use my bonus action on, so no.
Okay, the goons, BB and the boy, are going to both dash as fast as they can to one of the two exits here. Next, it is the boss's turn. Felix, you see two Pokeballs get thrown into the air of this aisle, and you see a small, deep, dark-skinned, human-esque Pokemon with a red flower sticking out of its head. It's kind of like a deep bluish color. He says, "Go, Frankie!" And the other Pokeball, a small, orangish bear cub comes out with a little crescent moon on its head. He says, "Teddy, use Covet." And I need to know, does a 15 hit Comet?
Yep.
This is going to immediately be... Oh, that's low damage. You're lucky. That is 3 normal type damage to Comet as this Covet attack connects.
Comet
and then, does Comet...
Swirly eyes.
Swirly eyes. Does Comet have any held item?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, because sometimes Covet can steal a held item. This little teddy bear Pokemon rushes up, swipes at Comet, tries to grab at something that isn't there, and then as Comet gets swiped and slapped across the chest, Comet just falls back onto the ground, swirly-eyed. As the deep, dark blue Pokemon comes out, it just kind of goes like, "Nyeh!" And the trainer goes, "Go find the bag." And it just nods and immediately dashes off, trying to find where the bag is. I need to make a perception check for it.
Both Pokemon are running for the bag?
Just the one. The teddy bear is still engaged in combat with you. The other one is looking for the back.
Okay.
Desmond, what is your basic stealth modifier?
Stealth modifier is 3.
3, okay. That is enough for this Pokemon to have, while you were running and making a break for the exit, see you. Mm-hmm. With its movement, it is going to get within... It's going to move 30 feet closer to you, and then it's going to use an action to move another 30 feet closer to you. The aisles aren't super big. It's probably within 10 feet of you at this point.
Okay.
It's going to, as a bonus action, do a quick attack, not to hurt you, but to just trip you up, okay? And since it's a called shot, I'm going to use the attack with disadvantage, okay?
Okay.
Does a 9 hit you?
No, it does not.
This Pokemon tries to use a quick attack and goes, "Zah!" trying to basically kick your feet out from under you as it dashes forward towards you. But Desmond, you're kind of like looking over your shoulder as this happens, and you do a quick leap. The Pokemon slides from under you, kind of appearing maybe a little bit before you, but you land back down and kind of have to stop in your tracks as this Pokemon has cut you off.
Okay, it's not my turn, is it?
It is not your turn. Okay. Felix, it is your turn now.
Alrighty.
Comet!
I'm going to look back, notice the Comet's falling off my shoulder, turn to whoever the dude is. That was not very nice. I'm going to pay you back for that. But first, is it bad to kick the Pokemon?
That would be considered a vague form of animal abuse, probably.
Okay, so can I try and punch the guy?
You can try and punch the guy.
Okay, I'm gonna try and punch the guy. I'm gonna just sprint at him and try and punch him.
Go ahead. Roll to hit.
Okay. This is an unarmed strike, but I don't...
Unarmed strike is d20 plus strength plus proficiency.
Okay, so plus one, and then proficiency bonus, plus two, so plus three. 12?
12 hits. You do one plus your strength mod damage.
And my strength mod is one, so two damage.
You kind of get this guy just across the chest, and he just... Is that the best you've got?
Oh, there's plenty more. Desmond, Adrian, keep a hold of the bag. Because I don't know that Desmond's probably already losing the bag at the point.
You don't even know they have the bag, my guy.
I don't? Oh.
Yeah, they're three shoot. Aisles over.
Desmond, Adrian, watch out for the kids. Can at least go back.
Adrian, speaking of which, it's your turn.
Okay.
You do have Gauntlet out.
Me and Gauntlet are going to follow the lead with him. So we're dashing in his direction as well.
Okay. That's your action and movement.
And that would also be my turn.
No, because Silky's return. Silky's fainted, so you have a bonus action if you want anything.
No.
Okay. Then that is your turn, Adrian, as you get within melee of this strange Pokemon. Actually, make a nature check with advantage.
Yeah. Oh, that's double nat one.
No way! Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah.
You have never seen this thing before in your life.
Desmond, despite this being a Pokemon that is actually rather common to the Icy Path, you have never been to the Icy Path yourself, and as such, you do not know what this Pokemon is.
All right.
Adrian, right?
Yeah, Adrian doesn't know. Desmond, you've not made a check to try and recognize this Pokemon. It is not Colossian, so you do not immediately recognize it.
Sure.
Speaking of Desmond, it's your turn.
Okay. I do have a question. Would Desmond know the range to return a Pokemon?
20 feet without a check, 60 feet with a check.
Okay. And what is the action cost to return a Pokemon?
Free item interaction.
Okay.
Free item interaction. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Yes, right. Okay, good to know. I can't do it in the same turn. Darn it. I was going to try and take a ball out of the bag, but that would also be an item interaction.
It would be actually an action to release a Pokemon from the bag. If you were thinking about grabbing the Pokeball and throwing it, that's an action. You're returning a Pokemon to a Pokeball is a free item interaction.
Okay, so I am, I guess, just going to, with that knowledge now, I am going to take a random ball from the bag, and while trying to get past this Pokemon to the exit, throw out this random Pokemon and say, "Go, Asteroid Destroyer!" and whatever pops out, pops out.
Roll me a D10. Not a D10, sorry, a D8. Roll me a D8 to throw a random Pokeball out.
Okay. Imagine it's the Skitty. I got a 7.
Oh, no!
No for us or no for the enemy?
Desmond, you grab a large ball with a black top with like a yellow U atop it, and you throw it just next to you, hoping that the flash will distract this Pokemon in front of you, and out comes a human-sized, a little shorter than a human, yellow and black Pokemon with lightning stripes across its fist and two, like, electrodes coming out of its head, and just says, "Electabuzz!" And immediately, like, looks for a trainer that it recognizes, doesn't recognize you, and I need you to make a luck check to see if Electabuzz will be on your side, or... Basically, Electabuzz is either attacking you, or it's attacking this Frankie Pokemon.
Yes.
And I'm just gonna roll an initiative roll this dude. Okay.
Okay, I got an 11.
Okay, it's going after you. It stares at you, doesn't recognize you, glares, and you see its fist begins to charge with electricity.
What? I rolled above 10.
I had it in my head where 1 through 10 was the bad guy, 11 through 20 was you.
Oh, I've watched too many Magic the Noah videos.
I'm sorry. My brain works different than Magic the Noah.
Okay. This Pokemon will be going back in its stupid ball next round.
If you survive until then. Are you going to try and run past this other trainer's Pokemon?
I'm trying to get to the exit, yes.
Okay, as you try and run, once again, attack of opportunity, it is going to actually do a feint attack on this attack of opportunity. Now, normally feint attack is an auto hit, but I like to run the auto hits as they just get advantage to hit.
Makes sense.
But since it's advantage, but he's also doing a called shot once again to trip you up, make you drop the bag essentially, also slow you down, it's at disadvantage, so it's just a regular roll. Does a 15 okay. hit you?
A 15 does hit me, yes.
Okay, so you're going to take half of the damage because this is a Pokemon attack. That's 5 okay. damage to you, Desmond. And okay. Desmond, you fall. You are prone. You can use half okay. your movement to get up, but you'll only be able to get about 15 feet away from this Pokemon.
Okay, I do that.
Basically, he was just trying to slow you down.
Is an Electivire being in the way going to make that harder for it at all?
It's actually not an Electivire. It's smaller than an Electivire. It might be harder.
I mean, that's fair.
Anything else, Desmond?
I'll just throw out another one next round. Nah.
Okay. It is the minion's turn. Since you've got slowed down, Desmond, reaching that exit before you is the small kid with spiky blue hair and his Pichu, which is still conscious. So they are blocking the door now. Unless you want to try and fight through them, you are blocked off from that exit.
Okay.
At that point, the other trainer, BB, she will also reach the other door, which you guys are not aware of. And then it is their boss's turn. Boss isn't going to do much, but he is going to stare down at you, Felix, and he's going to say, Teddy, make him pay. And I need to know, Felix?
Yeah?
Does a...
I swear if you say nat 20.
11 hit you.
Just.
Okay. The 11 hits you. As this guy, he is sending his Pokemon to attack you. That is...
Yeah?
He rolled max damage. At half, it's going to be 5 normal type damage to you, Felix. You've got a couple items on you, right?
Ooh, wait, yeah.
I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity save, okay. 17.
This, its name is Teddy. Teddy tries to swipe out at you and literally tries to swipe a item off of you, but you manage to, even though you get hit, you manage to roll away all of your valuables, keeping this Pokemon from stealing anything off of you. That said, you are hurt and you have no conscious Pokemon. Do with that information what you will. Frankie, the Pokemon, its turn. Desmond, I want
right
you.
Back, by the way.
Desmond, I want you to make an athletics check. As this
athletic
Pokemon is going to try and take the bag out of your hands.
Okay.
It got a 10.
Okay. I got a 7.
This Pokemon's going to swipe it out of your hands. It's immediately going to start climbing the shelves.
Okay. I do still have Asteroid Destroyer's Pokeball, though, right? Because I took it out.
You do still have Asteroid Destroyer's Pokeball.
I don't know that that's its name, but that's what I'm calling him.
No, absolutely. You should. You should. Felix, now it's your turn. Adrian, you are up after Felix.
Really? You're gonna send your Pokemon at me instead of fighting me like a man? Oh, that's cowardly, and I'm gonna try and take another swing at him.
Okay, roll to attack.
16.
16 hits. That's another 2 damage right, to this man. He looks unfazed from your strike.
I don't care if he's unfazed. Felix is just blinded by being angry right now.
I love prey that fights back. That said...
Then you're in for a long one.
This guy's weird.
Adrian, it's your turn.
I'm going to go up to Electabuzz. I'd like to try and persuade it. I want to inform it that these Pokemon are being stolen. We are not the enemy.
Roll for Pokemon handling.
You gotta be kidding me. That's a 7.
Asteroid Destroyer is not turning against you, Adrian, but it has not calmed its fury against Desmond.
Okay. I'm going to go after the bag.
Okay, this Pokemon has climbed up some of the shelves, so how are you going to try and get the bag?
I'm going to send Gauntlet up to try and tackle it, but instead of tackling, it's going to, like, instead of tackling to do damage, it's going to tackle to try and push it off.
Is Gauntlet in range is my question, because you had sent Gauntlet out? Engage the Pichu, and then so Gauntlet was further away from you.
Gauntlet dash 50 feet with me, so
but you are also already 70 feet away from Gauntlet at that moment,
so that's true.
There is a gap between you and Gauntlet right now.
Okay.
It's not a big gap because, like, Gauntlet can still move and whatnot and, like, have gotten closer, but there is a gap, so Gauntlet could try and maybe intercept at the top of the shelves.
Yeah, Gauntlet's going to intercept.
Okay. Gauntlet can climb up. Gauntlet's not going to be able to, unless Gauntlet dashes, Gauntlet's not going to immediately be in, like, attack range right now. Does that sound fair? Or is there something okay. else you want to try?
I'll try something else. Gauntlet is going to use Taunt, so that way it has to focus him. So I need a Wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw. Okay. And what's the DC on that? That's a natural 19.
All right.
The taunt tries to go off, and the Pokemon just kind of goes, kind of chuckles to itself.
That's my turn.
Hey, Desmond. It's Asteroid Destroyer's turn. Yeah.
No! Right before. Okay.
Right before. I know.
I'm a die. I'm a die.
I feel bad about this, but alas.
Because he rolled so terribly?
It, you know what? Hold up. Frankie is holding a bag of Pokeballs. I'll say this, Adrian. Your check was not enough to absolutely convince, but I will have it re-roll to see who it's targeting this turn.
Thank you.
1 through 5, it'll be Frankie the Pokemon. 6 through 20, it will be Desmond. It's still more likely that it's going to hit Desmond since you failed your check, but there's a chance. Desmond, I need to know, does an 11 Thunder Punch hit you?
It doesn't!
This Thunder Punch is about to deck you in the gut, Desmond, and you end up full on doing the splits, just dodging it. I like to think your head drops, but your hat floats in the air for a moment as the Thunder Punch lands between the two, and then you stand back up, catching your cap. And yeah. Asteroid Destroyer nearly destroyed your asteroid. Desmond, it's your turn.
Desmond did the splits while very badly hurt. Asteroid Destroyer, return!
And immediately Electabuzz gets sucked back into its Pokeball.
And I am going to run in a direction that is away from Pichu, but not back where I came from, if that's possible.
Yeah, so if Pichu's kind of like ahead of you towards the door and Frankie is off towards your right, you could run off to your left or backwards. Though
okay,
backwards would lead you to where you heard the voice. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to run to the left, trying to get not duck and cover exactly, because I'm not going to be taking a hide action or anything, but just getting behind an aisleway.
Okay.
Getting
sure.
Around a corner, if that's possible.
Yeah, absolutely. You kind of like duck towards a nearby aisleway and hide behind some maybe crates or boxes that are there.
Okay. And then as my action, because calling him back was an object interaction, right?
Yes, it was a free action.
As my action, I'm going to try and yeet the ball over the aisle towards the direction where Frankie was to release Electabuzz again.
You're going to do this? Okay, I've realized a flaw in my plan. Go ahead, make a dexterity check with disadvantage because you're definitely outside of the 20-foot range. So this is about 8.
Outside of the... Yes.
Dexterity check.
And Desmond is going to make absolutely sure this does not land back in the aisle with him. That's his main priority.
We'll see if a natural one begs to differ. Go ahead, roll your dex check. Straight dex check.
17.
Okay, I will say that's good enough to land not next to Adrian. Not on top of the shelves, but in a nearby aisle.
Yes, I'm also not going to command him anything while I'm throwing him out because I don't want him to know where I am.
That's smart. This yeah. Electabuzz lands in a nearby aisle. Adrian, you hear it. You don't see it, but you just hear a buzz. Just angry and confused. And maybe you see a little shox fly in a nearby aisleway. It is the minion's turn. The minions are going to continue guarding the doors. They actually lock them as well.
Okay.
Adrian, you would see that since you've got a view on where the kid and Flash are. Felix, you didn't run. This Teddy is going to attack you with a covet again.
Yep.
Does a 11 hit you?
Yes, it does.
All right. You are going to take 4 points of normal type damage. Are you still alive?
Barely.
Okay.
Now, in Pokemon D&D, do I go down or do I get killed?
You go down.
Okay.
But you do still make death saves because you are still being attacked life-threateningly.
Right.
So keep that in mind. Every moment
deck
that...
save?
Yes, make a deck save. Every moment Felix tries to fight this guy, he is literally risking his life.
Okay, that's a 14 for the deck save, by the way.
You have succeeded the deck save. This Teddy is not stealing anything from you.
Okay.
So Gauntlet is up top, correct?
No, Gauntlet's down on the floor because you said I could either get up top with dashing or I could do something else, and I tried taunting.
Oh, no. You can get up top. You can get up top because Gauntlet has a move speed, has a climb speed.
Oh, okay.
What
I
was saying was Gauntlet is not in melee, so you would need to dash to get in melee with this Pokemon. Or you could have done something else with your action. Sorry for the confusion.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I'll leave it up to you. Is Gauntlet up top?
Gauntlet is up top.
This Pokemon is going to bonus action quick attack Gauntlet.
Okay.
Does a 13 hit Gauntlet?
Nope.
This quick attack misses. That said, it still does want to take Gauntlet out. So now it's going to feint attack Gauntlet. Does a 16 hit?
Yep, Gauntlet's down.
Gauntlet's down. Okay. Gauntlet gets KO'd. On your turn, you can use your free item to return Gauntlet. Hearing a lack of other Pokemon fighting at this moment, the trainer is just going to holler. This is just a free action. He's just giving his Pokemon some new directions. He's just going to say, "All right, boys, make these worms pay for messing with us." And immediately, Freddy is going to turn its glare down from the shelves. It leaves the bag atop the shelf, and it's going to turn its glare towards you, Adrian.
Okay.
Felix, it's your turn.
If I were to move away from this guy, would that provoke an opportunity attack?
If you did it without doing a disengage action.
Okay, I forgot the disengage actions were a thing. I am still able to pull combat back into his Pokeball while running away, right?
Yep, it's a free item interaction.
Got it. I can't take any more of this. Comet, let's go! I'm gonna return him to the Pokeball, use the disengage action, and just try and get out of that warehouse.
Are you running towards an exit?
Yes.
Okay. You move 30 feet towards, I'm guessing since it's the closest one, you're moving 30 feet towards the exit that the kid and Flash the Pichu are blocking. You are about 90 feet away from it still, probably. Something like that.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm also gonna, am I able to shout anything else out?
Yeah, you got 6 seconds.
Desmond, Adrian, I'm bowing out. That's my turn.
Okay. 2 questions. One, how long has it been since the guards left to get Officer Jenny?
Few minutes. And they weren't guards, they were just other employees.
Did they take a car or no?
They took a Jeep.
Okay. Second question, is Electabuzz near me?
It's in a separate aisle. That was one of the lucky things about this.
Okay, I'm gonna go over. I want to try and persuade it that there are other people here, they're trying to kill us and take you away. And you fend them off. That's what I'm doing. I'm pleading with it that this is life or death.
Pokemon handling.
If it does not help us.
I want to see the Pokemon handling check. Again, DC 15. You did fail your other one. So I cannot promise Electabuzz will become an immediate ally. But DC 15 Pokemon handling check.
Okay. That is a 24.
Okay. At the very least, you are able to sense that Electabuzz is not about to deck you with a Thunder Punch. Whether Electabuzz is doing something else, you do not know yet.
Okay. I'm going to stay where I'm at, and I'm going to wait for his next move. That's my turn.
Okay. I'm going to roll to decide what Electabuzz is going to do. On a 1 through 10, it's going to go looking for Desmond. On an 11 through 20, it will guard you, Adrian. I'm hiding the roll. Electabuzz is going to saunter out of this aisle into the kind of middle aisle where, you know, Adrian, you can see Felix running. You both can see that Flash and his trainer have blocked and locked the door, and you guys don't know where Desmond is. Electabuzz is now in the center of that hallway, just kind of looking around. You do not know if it is looking for Desmond or looking for an attack that is coming its way. Desmond, what are you doing?
Is there any further I can get away from the commotion while still basically staying up against an aisle where I'm relatively hidden?
Yes. You're probably close to the center of where this warehouse is, maybe skewed one way or the other, but you're close enough to the center. There's plenty of room to work with. You can move at half speed for sneak. Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to crouch down near the edge of an aisle, Ultra Ball in hand, readying an action to return Asteroid Destroyer if I see him.
Are you hiding or are you readying an action?
I am crouching and readying an action. I'm not hiding necessarily. Okay. I'm not taking the hide action. I'm getting low and readying an action.
Getting low, readying an action. Okay. I will say, since you're at the edge of an aisle, I believe is what you said. If you are at the edge of an aisle, you can see that asteroid breaker in the middle of this walking path, like, you know, this intersection here, mm-hmm. near Adrian. As for what it is doing, you are not sure.
Yes.
You are already able to see Breaker, so this is why I wanted to clarify.
So you just want me to change the condition of my ready to action, basically?
I would suggest it, otherwise your ready to action is going to go off immediately.
Yeah. If Asteroid Destroyer begins to come towards me with murderous intent, I will return him.
Okay, all right. You're holding that action. Yep. It is the minions' turns. They're going to continue to block the doors, lock them, all that sort of stuff. It is now the boss's Pokemon's turns. Adrian, because you're just standing out in the open, a feint attack is going to happen from above. I want you to roll a d20 for me.
That is a 7.
That is not enough to hit. As Electabuzz goes to, as Asteroid Breaker goes to Thunder Punch Frankie as it lunges towards you, the Thunder Punch misses, and Frankie is going to try and hit you with a feint attack. Does a 23 hit?
That 23 will hit.
This is going to be, this is already halved, 4 dark type damage.
Okay.
Then Frankie is going to quick attack Electabuzz. A 9 is not going to hit. It is the teddy bear's turn. You are lucky that the teddy bear only has a 25-foot walk speed, Felix. Otherwise, it would have coveted you again. The teddy bear has gotten within... It's 5 feet away from you, so there's like a 5-foot square between you guys. It is going to use its action to dash in front of you, Felix, and cut you off. And it kind of like growls, which is really weird because it's like just a cute little teddy bear, but it's got these two little dopey fangs that it's bearing at you. Felix, it is your turn. Now, this is where I'm going to give you guys an option. Two of you are cornered by Pokemon. One of you is running. You guys can either try and fight your way out of this, or you can turn this into a skill challenge, not to break out, but to basically escape being chased by Teddy and Frankie.
I know where I'm standing. I want to make this a skill challenge.
If I make this a skill challenge, will Electabuzz be helping me escape?
You do not know. It is potential. There is potential that Electabuzz would either hinder you or hinder the enemy right now. You're not sure. If you make an insight check, you could figure that out. But right now, before you do anything, I want to know, are we going to keep doing combat here, or are we going to move into a skill challenge?
I think we're doing a skill challenge.
Okay.
Skill challenge sounds like the best option right now.
Okay, here's how this is going to go. This is a skill challenge to escape being chased by Teddy and Frankie. Desmond, you're kind of hiding, but you have not hidden really. So yours might as well be escaping Asteroid Breaker's wrath, potentially. You're not sure. You can flavor your skill challenges, Desmond, however you'd like. But you guys need to have each... 2 successes, any failures, and Frankie or Teddy get to attempt to make an attack on you, or maybe even Asteroid Breaker. So I want to start with, since it's Felix up right now, Felix, you have been cut off by Teddy. What are you doing?
I am going to try and jump over him. He's short, right? He's like, it's a small teddy.
Barely
bear, right?
Up to your knees, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try and jump over him.
Tell me a little more. Other than just jump over him. How are you using this to overall further your escape?
Oh, I'm just trying to get to that freaking door.
The doors are locked and blocked. You run to the doors, you're going to be attacked by Pichu.
Is that window still open from when Gauntlet...
I did break it.
Did his...
He did break it.
I'm going to try and... Do I remember where that window is? It's right by the entrance, isn't it?
It is very close to the entrance, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get to that and climb out of the warehouse.
Okay, we'll do this. Your first skill check, make a acrobatics check to jump over Teddy Ursa. Teddy the Teddy Ursa.
That's a 2.
A 2 is a failure. Teddy Ursa's going to get an attack off of you.
Okay, this is not going to be good.
Does a 10 hit you?
Just on the money.
All right.
And Felix is going to be down with the damage.
Felix gets knocked down. Make a dex save first.
Okay.
You are unconscious, but dex save first.
3.
I am going to, in secret, since you are unconscious, I'm going to roll to see which of your items gets stolen.
Yeah.
Okay. Felix, you fall. And that is, you can't make skill checks anymore. Adrian or Desmond, you guys get to make us, one of you can go next.
Okay, I know what I immediately want to do. I want to use Insight to, or Pokemon Handling to predict the movements of Frankie.
That's Insight, that's not so Pokemon Handling.
I want to Insight to gauge its next move and its movement patterns based on how it's been attacking me and Desmond. And I want to maneuver around it and try and climb up.
Okay.
Climb up the shelves.
First things first, you're doing an Insight check to try and predict its pattern to help you dodge its attacks. Go ahead and make an Insight check. I'm going to say your DC is going to be, I'm going to say DC 12. I will give you DC 12 on this.
That is a 14.
Okay, that is one success for you. Desmond, what are you doing for your part of the skill challenge, Desmond?
I am, to further our escape, I am going to, it's just going to reveal where I am. I will make a stealth check to try and keep away and maybe get further away.
Make a stealth check. Basically, you just have to beat the passive perceptions of the enemy Pokemon.
Makes sense. I got a 12.
Okay. That is a success. By one, just so you know, because of Asteroid Breaker.
I knew. I felt like it was going to be tight.
It was a success by one. Asteroid Breaker has a passive perception of 11. Desmond, you kind of slink back into the dimly lit aisle that you are currently in, hiding behind some crates and whatnot. I want Felix to make a death save.
Alrighty. Same rules as D&D, right?
Same rules as D&D, yes.
That's a failure. That's a 3.
Okay.
Oh no.
The minions are continuing to block the doors. I'm going to roll a perception check on Flash. Okay. Adrian, your turn to do your second attempt for the skill challenge. You mentioned wanting to climb up some things. Is that correct?
Yeah, I want to try and climb up those to, I want to try and climb up the shelves to cross aisles to break line of sight. While doing so, I also do want to return Gauntlet.
You can return.
I want to return.
Gauntlet's a free action. You can do that. Since this is going to be more of a check about speed in order to break line of sight, I'm going to treat this as an acrobatic skill challenge.
Okay.
I'm going to say, since you're trying to fully break line of sight on a rather fast Pokemon that has been hunting you down this whole time, I'm going to say DC 14. Not quite 15, but 14. Okay?
Okay. Just quick question. Is Electabuzz blocking said path at all? Not my path, but line of sight of the Pokemon.
Roll to check. I have considered things with Electabuzz. Okay?
Okay. 9.
That is a failure. Frankie is going to get its attack against you. It makes it at disadvantage because Electabuzz is defending.
Okay.
That is how Electabuzz is playing into this.
Okay.
That's a natural one at disadvantage. So you're lucky. Frankie runs into one of the shelves and kind of takes some damage from it.
Okay. So
just quick attacked into some steel bars. Maybe not steel bars, okay, but you get the idea. That said, that's a failure on your end. You still have to get a success, another success, I should say. But we're going to jump to Desmond. Desmond, you have slurked into the back and you have hidden. What else are you going to do?
I am going to attempt an athletics check to find something around me that's going to, that I think would make a lot of noise, but also be pretty easy to throw, not being picky, and throw it as far as I can so that a loud noise happens away from where I am.
This is going to be a joint check since this is about more than just one thing. It's going to be an investigation check, okay. DC 10. The real important check is the dexterity check I'm going to have you do. Wait, are you okay, throwing, do you want distance or do you want precision?
I was just hoping for distance. I want it to be
strength
as far
check
from me as possible.
So,
cool.
Investigation.
Great strength?
Investigation first, and then strength check.
Okay. Is it athletics?
Nope, just strength. Because it's like treating it as a thrown item.
Okay. Makes sense. Investigation. Boy. 4!
You, like, grab reach into a box nearby and, like, pull out a weird spray bottle and you chuck it. Make a strength check.
Okay.
I'm going to say
strength check.
Yeah, with a 14 you pass. Desmond is, for all consideration, not going to be chased anymore. With the distraction from the noise, Desmond is able to slink even further down the aisle. They have lost his scent, his tracks, all of that. You're not able to do anything else right now, though, Desmond. You're just kind of waiting everything out, hoping that this stops. Adrian, you get... Felix, one more death save for me as you're kind of bleeding out.
Oh, that's a four.
Okay. Adrian, you need to make another attempt. I will say you're in... Felix is in line of sight, just so you know. You know what's going on with Felix.
Does it look like Teddy's still over there?
Oh, yeah. At this point, Teddy's probably coming over to you.
I hate this. Adrian's going to go over to Felix and try and stabilize him.
Make a medicine check. There's not going to be any attack of opportunities. We're going to say Asteroid Breaker's protecting him.
Okay, that's a 12.
You are stabilized, Felix. You're no longer making death saves. You can reset the death saves you have. That's going to count as your thing. These two are going to, because you didn't do anything, they are going to get an attack off against you, but again, at disadvantage because of Electabuzz.
Mm-hmm.
11.
Miss.
And then, two on the die, that misses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of their attacks hit as Asteroid Breaker. I'm kind of flavoring it as these two are kind of fighting Asteroid Breaker at the same time as trying to get at you. Asteroid Breaker's landing some blows, but these two are still conscious as he's fighting off two Pokemon at once, trying to protect you all at the same time. Asteroid Breaker, you're not sure how long he's going to hold up. That said, Adrian, would you like to make another attempt?
Yeah, I would like to... So the Pokemon... Okay, I want to try and make an athletics check to try and bolt away in a fast manner.
Yeah, full kinda marathon
like that kid
sprint.
Full marathon sprint, once again trying to break line of sight.
Make an athletics check. This is going to be... you've got two Pokemon who are watching you right now. So I'm going to say it's a high DC, especially since Frankie is pretty fast and can climb. I'm going to say DC 15 again.
Okay. That's a fail. That's a six.
As you kind of bolt and run, Asteroid Breaker falls to its knees. It's not unconscious, but it's failed holding these guys off. And Frankie's going to run in front of you, cut you off, and you try and turn around, but Teddy, the Teddy Ursa, is kind of bearing his maw at you as well. And Adrian, you are cornered by these two as one of them swipes out with a covet attack, and the other is going to swipe out with feint attack.
Okay.
Okay. As the Teddy Ursa's covet attack goes off, it looks like it was a feint meant to distract you as you jump out of the way, Adrian, and you see Frankie's claw is about to reach out at you with a feint attack, and then you hear a unknown voice shout, "Feraligatr, use waterfall!" As a giant blue crocodilian, boom, smashes into Frankie. Frankie immediately is left staggering and just absolutely unsure of what just happened as a hulking crocodilian has landed in front of you, Adrian, and is growling at the small teddy bear in front of it and the weasel thief to its side, and it just hisses in that crocodile way. And you hear another voice from up top, from that same window you broke in through, just shout, "Now, Feraligatr, take them out!" As the Feraligatr, with its maw, shoots out an ice fang towards the Teddy Ursa, but then with its tail, does a brick break against Frankie the Sneasel. Both Pokemon, boom, boom, are sent flying, and the boss dude, who has kind of been like hanging in the back watching this, chuckling at the fact that you all have been failing to escape his hunter Pokemon, just goes, "Weak show, guys. Next time, be stronger." And he lifts out his Pokeballs and returns them. And this woman is going to jump down from the ledge where the window access is, and she's just gonna kind of walk out, and very quickly she's gonna turn towards the boy at the door, and she's gonna say, "I would recommend returning your Pokemon." And she's gonna turn around, and you're going to see a woman with blue hair, a white dress, and a beautiful white feather kind of headband with three blue gems amidst that feather, just walking down the aisle. I want all of you to make history checks. Actually, not Felix. Felix is unconscious.
I was about to say.
21.
Desmond, I think you're maybe like peering out from behind some crates as this is happening.
I can't see very well.
What'd you roll?
4.
Oh, you don't know who this is, but you're not able to get a good view of her either. This woman is walking forward. Gym leader Chris of Mahogany Town walks forward and just says, "Looks like I managed to show up in the nick of time." And she's turning towards you when she says that, Adrian. I don't know all that was going on here. And she's now turning towards that boss dude. But I do know attacking a person with a Pokemon is wrong. And the dude just kind of scoffs. Sure thing, lady, like I care. I'm here to put them in their place. They messed with my people. Well, then I guess I'll need to put you in yours. Based on how your Pokemon fared against my partner, though, you don't really stand a chance. I'd suggest you stand down. And the dude's finally going to unfurl his arms, put his hands in his pockets. He's going to be like, yeah, I guess you're right. But I'll make you regret that one day. And at this point, gym leader Chris just kind of rolls her eyes and turns towards you, Adrian, and is like, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. But Electabuzz, as I'm making my way over and helping Electabuzz stand.
As she's walking forward, she probably meets Electabuzz right about the same time. Electabuzz is still conscious, but he is hurt. Taking on two Pokemon at once, especially two very aggressive Pokemon, taking a lot of hits for you, Adrian, it's looking pretty rough. Probably in the red at the very most. Or at the very least, I should say.
Yeah, I'm helping him up.
You're helping him up? She's like, we'll take care of Electabuzz when we get to the Pokemon Center. And she looks down towards Felix, and she's like, oh my goodness! And immediately, Felix, you get 5 hit points. I want Desmond, and I want Adrian to make a perception check.
Okay. I'm actually pretty good at that.
As gym leader Chris is going to immediately run over to Felix, who is unconscious on the ground. And what did you guys get?
I rolled a 9.
11.
Desmond, you see the faint twinkle from her gems, but you're not sure if it's just from the skylights and the lights of here just kind of causing the gemstones to glitter. Mm-hmm. Adrian, you notice nothing. That said, as Chris checks and ensures that Felix is okay, Felix, you come to life with a cold chill filling your lungs. You have 5 hit points, and you're not sure how that happened, and you're not quite sure exactly what is happening right now.
What happened?
You're okay. You're okay. It looks like you were attacked by this man here.
Ooh.
I'll have to put you under arrest, sir.
I can't. I did punch him a couple of times. It didn't seem to hurt him, but I did do that a couple of times. If I need to be dealt with at all, I did do that. I will own up to that.
You didn't know what a self-defense law is, right?
Well, yes, but I still punched him. I just want everything out in the open. How am I back awake? How am I awake?
She's going to ignore the question and just turn to this man and be like, I heard about some people coming here and stealing Pokeballs. Is that you? And he's just like, yeah, almost got away with it too. If only my goons had done their job, we'd have gotten out of here. But whatever. I had my fun at least. And he kind of grins at you, Felix, and you kind of wince in pain. Weakling. And as says that, that Feraligatr is going to kind of stalk up to him and hiss, and he's gonna, I have to make a check to see if he's gonna wince. The Feraligatr stalks up to him, hisses, and flicks its tail, and the man's going to take a step back, and he's gonna be like, whoa, tiger, calm down. I'm not fighting anyone right now.
Ooh.
Look, gym leader, look, you caught us. We stole some Pokeballs, yeah. It's not like it's anything new around here. Put us under arrest. I don't care. You beat me in combat, it's your right. Gym leader Chris just kind of is like, okay. And she's going to turn towards you, Adrian. Is there anyone else, or is it just you two?
It's
Desmond at this point. Go ahead.
We have another, but the bag of Pokeballs is up there.
Okay. And she's going to...
Desmond is going... Sorry.
No, you go ahead. She was just going to direct for alligators to go get the bag of Pokeballs.
Okay. Desmond is at this point going to sort of sheepishly exit his hiding place and start coming towards the group and say, pardon for involving you in this fight, Electabuzz. Thank you for not killing me. And I'll return him to the Pokeball and then hand it back to Chris, who
very quickly make a Pokemon handling check.
16.
16. Electabuzz has no more ill intent towards you as you return him to his Pokeball.
Yay, Asteroid Destroyer and I are friends.
Not friends, just not enemies anymore.
Yeah, I know.
That said, Asteroid Destroyer has returned to its Pokeball. Pralligator is going to gather the bag of Pokeballs, and Chris is going to turn towards you three and ask, now you three, I met some very hurried employees who were telling me about a little bit of what was going on here, but I'll be honest, I'm rather confused, but they told me your descriptions, so tell me, what happened here?
There's a girl, her name is Minnie. She told us her Pokemon was stolen by an employee, a short one. We came back here, found the child over there, as I point to the boy, and...
Hey, I'm not kid!
I ignore him.
Yeah.
They engaged us in battle, and the boss came at some point and started attacking us personally after our Pokemon tried to fight them off.
Correct. I tried to reason with him, tried to get a little bit of an understanding across, but as we can see, as I was knocked out on the ground, that did not work. I do believe that these are the boys that were... Not the boys. I do believe that these two are the children that caused the problem in the first place, specifically the boy. I know that that's how we found out from a girl named my friend Adrian here said. We were over at the Pokeathlon, and we were told that, I believe it was a Skitty, yes?
Yes.
That was the name? Right. Skitty was stolen by a worker who was no taller than a young boy, and we followed the trail, which wasn't much of a trail. We were told he went to the woods, and we went to the woods. We did find a man in an overturned Jeep. I believe his name was Jake.
For the sake of time, you can just tell her this. You can just say you tell her the story.
Yeah. Okay, stick. We tell her the story.
Yeah, you tell her the story, and she kind of nods along, and he's like, I'm sorry to hear about your Pokemon. And she's going to rummage through a little satchel she has at her side, and she's going to pull out a few bundles of herbs, and she's like, these don't taste very good, but the nutrients in these leaves will bring your Pokemon back to consciousness. If you let them out, I can feed them to your Pokemon, and, well, they'll be healthy enough.
Absolutely.
Merci.
I send out Silky and Gauntlet.
I'll send out
Comet out. Kind of hold them like a child.
All of your Pokemon are going to be revived with... I'm just going to roll a group check on it. So everyone's going to get the same amount of hit points on this. Everyone's going to get back with 12 hit points. But they're all going to like cringe at the taste of these herbs. And Chris just says, there, I know the taste is awful, but think about how bravely you fought. And she kind of like pets Zephyr's feathers, strokes the scales on Silky, ruffles the fur on Gauntlet, and kind of high-fives Comet and says, good job. Just kind of comforting them as they have to swallow the bitter herbs. Now, I'll be honest.
We thank you.
You're welcome. I'll be honest, though. I could use your help. Can you round up these thieves and those Pokeballs? For Alligator can't hold them all.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And you're going to notice from the bag you guys had, there are 8 Pokeballs in there. Well, 7 since Asteroid Breakers is out, but with Asteroid Breakers, there's 8. With the bag that the boss had, there was another 10.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yikes.
And for the sake of time, you gather it up. And what happens is you help Chris basically tie up BB and who you learn is Jet, the young kid, and who you learn is a man named Kled. You tie up Jet, BB, and Kled with some loose rope. And then Feraligatr is left out of its Pokeball to basically over its shoulders carry the tied up BB Jet and Kled trio. And they're like complaining about it as it happens, but you help Gym Leader Chris round up these thieves. Eventually that Jeep is going to drive near and you're going to meet Kayla and Marie once again. Not Kayla. Kayla is not it.
Hazel
and Marie. Kayla was the mom's name. You meet Hazel and Marie again, and it looks like they've got they don't have an Officer Jenny with them, but they're driving up and they're like, is everything all right? And you guys give the nod ahead and they're like, okay, thank goodness. Was anything damaged or anything like that?
I think there might be a potion somewhere that is open now because I threw it for a distraction.
I know Silky accidentally knocked over some boxes trying to get to me in a rush.
As you're kind of describing that, Hazel is going to be like, what the heck are you guys doing breaking stuff? And Marie is going to be like, Hazel, calm down. They helped. Seems like they've rescued a lot of Pokeballs. And those two kind of bicker, and gym leader Chris just says, you guys can take care of the warehouse. We're going to take these people over to Officer Jenny and the security team over at the fairgrounds, okay? And while Hazel is fighting it, Marie is like, yep, that's fine. We'll handle it. We'll take care of the warehouse. Thank you, gym leader Chris. Thank you. She's like, it's no problem. And as you guys begin walking back to the PAWC fairgrounds, Chris is just going to kind of ask, so we've got a Galarian, a Colossian, and we? I'm guessing a, you're from the monastery, right? Dragon's Den?
Yes. As I bow.
No need for any of that, though. She kind of bows. I do admire your spiritual side.
Thank you.
Gee, what gave away that I'm a Galarian? It's not that obvious, is it?
Well, for one, the accent, and then, of course, the score bunny at your side.
That's a good point.
But what brings all of you here to the PAWC, let alone Goldenrod? All of you seem like odd characters, of course.
Oh, I was just on vacation until I volunteered to help find this girl, Skitty.
Ah, I understand. Well, I'm amazed someone from Kalos came all the way out here, especially since Pokeathons aren't super popular among your folk.
Oui. I wanted to see if I could learn anything to help my fletchling grow stronger, to do better in the sky battles that are so popular in Kalos.
Ah, trying to be a sky battler, eh?
Oui.
I would recommend check out Falconer over in Violet City, if you get the chance.
Oh yes, I definitely will. Thank you. Merci.
Yes, of course.
To be completely honest and completely candid, I lost a bet, so I had to fly all the way out here. Not fly, boat.
You lost a bet?
Yes, I bet on the underdog and should have bet on Leon. But at least I'm having an adventure.
Now, what was this bet?
Well, if Leon won, I would have to go give up my life in Galar and go on an adventure with my score bunny because I tried to be a trainer back in the day. But if I lost the bet, my friends were like, all right, dude, you've got to try again. And lo and behold, I lost pretty clearly. The trainer that went up against Leon did not fare well.
I see. Well,
so don't take me into the casino.
Well, I would recommend avoiding the game corner in Goldenrod then. But I'm... Wow, it's... You're doing the gym challenge in Johto all over a bet. It's strange, but I suppose it's always worthwhile to pursue a dream.
Indeed.
That's quite the resolve you've got.
Yes.
And what about you? Adrian.
I grew up in Blackthorn all my life in the Dragon's Den. I want to see Johto.
I see. There's a lot to witness out in Johto. The Dragon's Den is very worthwhile. It's an ancient part of our culture that luckily hasn't dwindled down too much in recent years, but it's always worthwhile to see the world.
Yes, and it's maybe a little lofty, but in time I hope to even challenge Claire.
Oh, well, she kind of raises a hand to an index finger to her lips, and she just says, I won't tell, don't worry.
Thank you.
Said. Eventually, you guys are going to arrive back at the PAWC. There comes a moment when you have to separate from gym leader Chris as she is taking Kled and the rest of the stolen Pokeballs over to the security detail as well as Officer Jenny. But before you guys part ways, she's going to say, it was lovely meeting you all. Thank you for your help. If you ever end up in Mahogany Town before your trip ends or before your journey comes to a close, stop by and say hi.
We absolutely will.
Yes, I would love to.
And she's going to reach into one of the bags and pull out a particular Pokeball, and she's just going to hand it to one of you and say, I believe you have a Pokeball to return. She kind of gives a wink.
As we do. Thank you very much.
Chris at this point is walking away. Feraligatr is holding Kled and Jet and BB as they march off to find Officer Jenny.
I'm going to Minnie.
I'm going to try see if Zephyr can help us find Minnie.
With enough time, you're able to find Minnie and her mother, Kayla. They're in that same food court when you first saw them. It seems Minnie is being comforted with a cone of vanilla ice cream.
Okay, I have an idea. I want to send out Minnie and have... Not Minnie. I want to send out Kibble and have Kibble walk up.
Oh, that's so cute. As you...
That's adorable.
Send out the Pokeball, the little Skitty kind of like looks confused, and then you hear a young girl shout from the side and say, Kibble!
animals!
And immediately the ice cream cone is on the ground. This young girl is fully running over towards her little kitty and kibbles the skitty, jumps into her arms. Minnie grabs the little cat and they do a little twirl. Super adorable, super happy to be back with each other. Kibbles had no idea what was going on. Kibbles is just like, oh yeah, it's my trainer. But her mother, Kayla, is going to walk up and she's just gonna say, thank you so much. I don't have anything right now really to pay you back with, but I would like to send you each something in a few days. Is there a place I could mail, or if there's not a place I can mail or anything, you could stop by our home in Goldenrod. We're on 15 East Street, apartment F. If you stop by there sometime in the next few days, maybe during the downtime of the championship. We're only here for today since she's off from school and, well, I was off from work.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
I would love to stop by and have a cup of tea. That is all the payment I need.
She kind of claps her hands together and says, wonderful. Once again, 15 East Street, apartment F. Just stop by anytime after dinner or around dinner, somewhere around there. Just, you know, outside business hours when we'll be home, me and my husband.
Of course.
Once again.
We will make our way over there.
Thank you so much. And she's going to look down to her little daughter, who's just like, Kibbles! And she's going to say, what do we say, Minnie, to these nice gentlemen who helped us get Kibbles back? And she's going to turn to you all, immediately serious face, and she's going to say, thank you for getting Kibbles back. You're so cool.
Thank you.
I bow to the girl. Anything to help someone in need.
She's just going to hug your head as you're bowing.
Oh!
Comment is going to run up for a high five. From Minnie.
Minnie's like, ooh! And she's gonna, like, tentatively give a high five. And then she's gonna look to her mom and be like, oh, Mom, I just high-fived that bunny! And the mother is like, that's wonderful, Minnie. Now shall we go get you some more ice cream? I noticed that somebody dropped her cone back there. And Minnie's like, yes, please! And Kibbles is like, meow, meow! Like, mewing and meowing as well, like, she wants ice cream as well. And the three of them are going to... walk off. And
adorable.
To end our session there.
Alrighty then.
With Kibbles and Minnie reunited and our heroes mostly unharmed after the brute Kled attacked them, they turn their sights back to the Pokéathlon World Championship around them. What other exciting adventures await Adrian, Desmond, and Felix?